Hi everyone, and thank you for joining us for another episode of Lit Radio Podcast. I'm your host, Thea. Today, we'll be speaking with Marce Fernandez about his new book, The Wrong Manager, Management Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Marce is a management consultant and MBA educator. Prior to that, he was a senior executive in banking for 15 years. His book unravels the mystery that lies between success and failure, focusing on management mistakes. It uncovers the reasons behind most decision errors and shows how to deal with them successfully. Thank you very much, Marcelino, for joining us today for the latest episode of Lit Radio Podcast. I'm very excited to speak with you today about your new book, The Wrong Manager, and also about all the fascinating topics you speak about in the book. But my very first question to you today is, why did you decide to write that book?
Okay. In almost 40 years of dealing with managers, I realized that most of them don't follow a clear pattern when it comes to making an important decision. And this is why business leaders make such serious mistakes so often. However, business literature and training have barely addressed the reasons for management mistakes. So I decided to study this topic critical to the survival and prosperity of organizations and fill the gap that I believe exists.
Absolutely. But then it's very difficult to know whether a decision is bad or good. So, how do we know the difference? And then what do we consider a management mistake?
Okay. Yeah, to say that there is no straightforward answer to these questions is already an answer. I mean that most executives consider decisions to be good if the result of the decision is good, and bad if the result is bad. But it doesn't work so easy. In the first place, because the result is a relative concept, can be good for you and bad for me. And secondly, because organizations operate under uncertainty and some of the elements of the context cannot be foreseen. Therefore, those responsible for decision-making must use a method that guarantees them to observe the objective to be met, fairly assess the risk they face, not ignore any of the key elements of the decision, and visualize the implementation. As there are many factors that can condition the result, we must also consider the process to qualify a decision as good or bad. In The Wrong Manager, I propose to use a matrix that condenses this and that serves to define the final quality of each decision. And you also ask about what should be understood as a management error. In short, I would consider a management error to be any decision or action that was made without taking into account all the elements and circumstances that I just mentioned right now.
Absolutely. And then for the book, you conducted a survey with many managers and executives from all around the world. So could you tell us what are the most common mistakes that managers make based on the research you conducted?
Okay. Look, the decisions that a manager makes have two basic characteristics. They are complex and relevant. So our intuition would suggest that the more complex the decision, the higher the error rate will normally be. However, this is not necessarily the case. The most common mistake managers make comes from snapping decisions based solely on their knowledge and experience. I mean, when they let heuristics take over the decision process. A manager's decisions tend to be more complex than it seems, and therefore always requires a minimum of time knowledge gathering and proper analysis. Mm.
Yeah, it really shows how important it is to know all the details before making a decision. And yeah, your book explains that in a lot more detail, but it really shows the importance here. But then in the book, you also say that there are different types of mistakes. So could you tell us what are those types?
Mistakes are subject to many possible classifications, like most management concepts. The main classification for me, in my opinion, is defined by the consequences of the management error. So they can be critical mistakes with a relevant effect on the future and survival of the organization. Then the second group would be the serious mistakes with an effect on some key performance variables of the organization. A third group would be the controllable errors, whose consequences can be controlled without great cost or effort. And finally, a restricted mistake, when it affects only a part of the organization, but not the whole. And I think that according to this classification, companies must design a system to help their managers make the right decisions, especially in those cases where mistakes can have the most damaging consequences.
Mm. Yeah, it's interesting to see how many different types there are of mistakes. But then no matter how many types there are, it's a fact that managers, they make mistakes very often. And there are a lot of examples that we can give from the past, and there will probably be many examples in the future as well. But what are the reasons for leaders to make mistakes so often?
Well, I think that this is the key question of the book and in general of the topic, you know, why leaders make so many mistakes so often. So I asked the managers, and in the survey, I contacted as input for writing the role manager, I included 24 factors to analyze and to discuss. And I found that all 24 factors have some influence on managers' decisions to a greater or lesser degree. And I can summarize the factors most highlighted by the respondents in a list of 6 factors, let's say. The first one is the correct definition of the objective. The second would be the accurate assessment of the risks faced by the decision. Then we have the knowledge and experience of the decision maker. The fourth factor would be being able to understand the context and trends affecting the decision. Then the distinction between short-term and long-term effects. And finally, we have the cognitive biases of the manager in making the decision. I think that these 6 elements are the most with most influence on the management decisions, and so on management mistakes too.
Mm. Yeah, those are very interesting findings. But yeah, as you said, it's a fact that leaders make mistakes very often. But the truth is that many of them, they don't admit that they made a mistake very often. Let me read a quote from your book. So, in the survey, 43 of the errors given as examples were made by top executives, 21 by politicians, 15 by respondent's boss, 6 by a respondent's colleague, and 1, just 1, was made by the respondent himself. So why is it so difficult for managers to admit they made a mistake?
Yeah, I think this is another very good question. You see, business is governed by the law of success. So admitting that you have made a mistake can be perceived as a sign of weakness. You may be familiar with the so-called egocentric bias, right? Which makes us remember the past in a self-serving manner.
Yeah.
Also, the confirmation bias, which means that some decision makers only detect opinions and information that support their own point of view. So eventually, the desire to be right is a common feature of our attitude in general, and I think that especially in managers.
Well, this is fascinating, isn't it? How few managers are willing to admit that they made a mistake. But anyway, so we discussed a lot about why managers make mistakes and what kind of mistakes they make. But what's interesting here is also how it works when we make team decisions, because in your book, In the Wrong Manager, you also discuss team decision making. So what are the benefits and the drawbacks when making a decision as a team? Does that lead to more mistakes or exactly the opposite?
I think that team decisions lead to less or to fewer mistakes, for sure. In the book, I stress this well-known African proverb: if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go with others. And managers must certainly try to go far. I think that too often in the organization, the organization push for quick actions and decisions that in some ways favor individual behaviors, though a collaborative decision will usually be better, as I said before, than an individual one. A group decision brings important benefits to the process, including, for example, greater knowledge, broader set of possible solutions, and the neutrality of the analysis. And this is because a collaborative process overcomes the cognitive biases inherent in individual processes. But as you rightly suggest in your question, team decision making also has some drawbacks. Therefore, the team must ensure that each individual has access to the same information, shares a common goal, and very importantly, that no one overshadows the opinions of the others. Many decision-making groups suffer from the so-called hypo or hippo syndrome, which means that the highest paid person tends to impose their opinion to the others, what the group must avoid by your means.
So it can be very beneficial for sure, but you also have to be careful when making team decisions.
Exactly. You must learn to work in teams properly and also to decide in teams properly.
Yeah, absolutely. And then in the book, you also have a whole chapter dedicated to education and training for managers. So how important is education to help students avoid management mistakes in their future careers?
Okay, I'll tell you something. I think that it should be very important. And in fact, I still think it must be very important, but the survey doesn't confirm this. According to the survey, executive education ranks second to last among all the elements that go into making good decisions. The role manager, as you said, devotes a chapter to the role of business schools in improving students' decision-making skills. And this chapter shows significant shortcomings, not only in their programs, in the programs of business schools, but also in the method they follow. I believe that business schools today are more focused on enhancing the leadership profile of their students than on raising their ability to make good decisions.
Yeah, that's a very interesting point. All right. And then, of course, people can read more about that in your book and the different tips and suggestions that you have when it comes to education. Now we discuss the different types of mistakes that managers make or why they make them. But now let's just give some real life examples of bad management decisions. And could you let us know how they could have been avoided?
Okay. Yeah, in the book, as you know, there are quite a few real cases, no, nearly 100, that I reckon management mistakes, some of which could be considered bad historical decisions. Let me now bring here a new example, and I'll pick the International Environmental Summit, where world leaders come together, make strategic decisions with specific goals, and you see that they are never met. So you must ask yourself, why is that? Why the world is never able to meet these goals around climate change? I believe that world leaders are systematically making two clear mistakes. One is to miss the big picture and overlook some critical factors. They focus on that specific problem, global warming, but ignore the public debt of the states, the political interest of every political group, the economic cycle, or the real purposes of corporation, which are part of the problem. Just to name a few. Another flaw of these international summits for me is that they don't visualize how each country is going to implement the great programs required to meet the goals established at each summit. So if action is not taking at that level, the final agreements tend to be the product of wishful thinking rather than a realistic plan. And now note that once the focus shifts, decisions taken by the same leaders, by the same people, change. So another example is the NATO summit in Madrid, I think it was in May, a few months ago, to respond to the invasion of Ukraine. So the same people meet and they again overlook the big picture and seek a solution to a specific problem without considering its collateral circumstances. So this time they ignore climate change and also other factors such again, public debt, and took decisions that will seriously undermine action on global warming and worsen the public debt situation. And moreover, they appear to have failed to consider any alternative solution other than increasing military budgets. Moreover, again, they have made that increase of military budget permanent, which means that they have made a long-term decision for today's problem when the scenario could be very different in, say, 2 years' time. So to me, everything should be arranged with different perspective, with different principles, and this is why, to me, the decisions made in this international summit were really bad decisions.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's just a very fascinating topic, because when it comes to global warming, we can see that a lot of wrong decisions were made by world leaders. Which shows a lot, really. And then my final question for you is, how can managers avoid mistakes? What would be your most important tips for leaders and managers?
Yeah, that's the conclusion, obviously, of all the study and all the book. I'll try to summarize here in just a minute, which is not easy, right? But I think that the first idea that comes to my mind is that managers must be humble enough to be aware of their weaknesses as human beings. Because having admitted this, they realize that they must stop relying on heuristics, I mean, on their mere intuition, and that they need to adopt a method that allows them a neutral analysis based on the acquisition of the necessary knowledge. So to do this, they must try to understand first the type of decision they are facing. But even if it's not so relevant, they should renounce hasty decisions and embrace the so-called unconscious thinking, which means letting their mind work for a while instead of responding impulsively. And for major decisions, They should reflect on the objective again, project it in the long term, make sure they take all key elements into account, and visualize the implementation, all of which will most likely push them into a collaborative decision process. I think that this would be a sort of recipe for success.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for those useful tips. Of course, people can read even more in your book, The Wrong Manager, which is a fascinating read. And thank you very much for taking the time today to speak with me. It was great. Really, thank you very much.
It was a real pleasure, Teja. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today, and thanks everyone for listening. Don't forget to keep an eye on our social media at Lit Publishing on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and at Lit Business Media on LinkedIn for more information about new books and podcasts with thought leaders. See you next time on Lit Radio Podcast.